First off, it's good to meet you, and good morning. The Saline County candidate, Republican Molly Wilson-Kaiser, is joining us this morning. First off, it's good to meet you.
Likewise.
You've been a lawyer in Saline County how long?
More than 10 years.
Yeah?
Yes.
You got a specialty?
No, I've done all sorts of law. I've practiced a multitude of law. I've been an assistant attorney general. I've worked in private practice, and I've worked as an administrative law judge, as an arbitrator for the Illinois Workers' Compensation Commission.
Well, so you have been busy. This attorney general, you were assistant AG where?
Over here in Carbondale.
Oh, were you?
Mm-hmm.
What experience you pick up there that you think that can translate well to Saline County?
I tried a significant amount of cases for the attorney general's office, and I believe that provided me with great experience.
Because when you talk about a little bit of everything, a state's attorney's office really does do that.
Yes, they do.
The state's attorney when it comes to a murder trial, robbery, rights, this big stuff, but there's a constant throughput.
Exactly, and that's very correct, and that's something a lot of people don't know, is that, yes, they are tasked with the criminal prosecutions, but they also have a multitude of other tasks, including representing the county board and other county officials.
Do you have to have a killer instinct to be a state's attorney?
A killer instinct?
Go get that guy, put him in jail.
I think you have to have a passion for your community. I think you have to have priorities about what you want to see for your community and what direction you want to see it to go.
Because I think there's relationships that go on when you're, and they say state's attorney, and what if they were just to say top law enforcement official, Saline County, right? I mean, that relationship between you and the police department and their daily acts, and they say, we've had this happen, this has happened, what do you think? I mean, that relationship that is going on constantly between police, law enforcement on the street level, and the state's attorney. That's one of the more important relationships.
I think it's imperative. I think you have to have a respectful, productive working relationship with law enforcement. And that's something that I'm confident I have. I know that law enforcement in Saline County knows that they will have complete accessibility to me and that we will have a very productive, respectful working relationship.
You know, because when you look at the advertising, the messaging that's going on right now, I think I attribute that to some extent of who the candidates are when it comes to being state's attorneys. But I don't think anybody who's been watching television over the last 6 weeks has had to earn plea bargain more often than they have in the last 6 weeks, have they?
Correct.
How much of a useful tool is that? Because when you look at some state's attorney's offices, they plea. Some of it, I've been told, is because of the sheer workload. And you just talked about it a couple of moments ago. I think some of it's also priorities. But what about plea bargaining and who, you know, because this has been about pedophiles, we've seen the messaging, but what kind of tool is plea bargaining for you, and is it good for the community?
Well, I think it really depends on the circumstances, on the facts of the case, of the charges that are being brought. I think it is a tool. Obviously, it's a necessary tool. It's something that's utilized quite frequently, and I really don't know how you sort of function without it.
I always wonder, I mean, is it because nonviolence better? Is it because somebody just, you realize, oh, this guy just screwed up. He's screwed up. And some people get caught in bad positions, things. It's like the old man, 72 years old, robbed a bank, right? And you kind of look at it, and because you are expected, just like a judge is, to rely on your past experience when it comes to decision making. It's all, not all about the codes, the letter of the law.
Correct. And a lot of it has to do with how much of a threat does this person, you know, pose to public safety? Are they a repeat offender? Is this the first time that they've ever committed, you know, a crime? What kind of crime is it? Is it a low-level crime or is it one of significance? And so those are all things that, you know, need to be taken into consideration when determining whether a plea is proper.
Drugs is a big problem and are a big problem in Saline County. And as a result, not only Saline, but a great many other counties, when I talk to the judges, you would not believe what meth is doing to the courtrooms of Southern Illinois when it comes to workload. And people go, well, you know, if you got to do it, you got to do it. Right, get that. But there's also other people in the court system as well, and you can't say, all right, we're just going to stop everything to deal with the meth cases now. Meth is, and probably some other drugs, ice that are slowly moving into the area, increasing problem.
Yes, it is.
And it's not going away.
No, it's not. And unfortunately, we have to have specific solutions to address those problems. One of the solutions that I have proposed is that I will work with law enforcement to form a task force that will specifically target drug crimes and street crimes. And so that we can go after these specifically, we can have specific designated officers to do this particular type of work so that it can be a focus, a priority for our county, because certainly it's a problem.
Oh, it does seem some counties, some cities, I think, inside of counties have more problems than others.
Yes.
Have you noticed that?
Yes.
It's like I was talking to Carbondale PD, and I said, you know, I never see you guys busting a meth lab. He says, there's so many people living so close together, you can't really get away with one in our town because you can smell it. And I've told the same thing by Harrisburg Police Department. You want to get a meth lab, we just roll down the window and drive through that part of town and go, it's that away.
Yes, I've been told the same thing.
That's pretty disturbing. All right, so in the past, State's Attorney Saline County, there's always been a little controversy about law enforcement. I mean, Mom still lives there. It's not like I don't have the internet. I don't know how to really address that with you because there's been a lot of turmoil in law enforcement in Saline County. A lot of backbiting. And I heard the recordings. The former state's attorney talking to the police chief in town. Pretty disturbing stuff.
That's unfortunate to speak to law enforcement like that. I have the utmost respect for law enforcement, and I can't imagine speaking to a law enforcement officer like that.
All right. And like I said, I didn't run it here because, as far as I can tell, they're illegal. Somebody sent me a sound file, and I listened to it and went, wow.
Yes.
And then promptly destroyed it because I didn't know what it was. But it is an insight. I mean, I've talked to other people in the community who say, look, we call, we want something done, and it doesn't seem people do anything about it. And you do. You have the same thing that's going on in several other communities. And I just spoke with Quinn Laird, the Heron police officer, this low-level pilfering that's constantly going on. People are coming onto your property. They're looking to see what they can steal.
Yes.
I don't even begin to know how to address that.
Well, again, I believe that's where the task force will come into play, because not only will it look specifically at drug crimes, but it will also look at street crimes, too. And in, you know, our opinion and my opinion, sort of those can be connected very much so. Drug crimes and pilfering, low-level kind of street crimes.
Right. And you've been suffering gun violence in that community that town, is Harrisburg specifically, county seat, is unaccustomed to. When somebody's popping off multiple shots a block away from a church, in the southern portion of Harrisburg, residents really kind of lose their minds.
Yes. And it appears to all be related. Drugs, street crimes, these very disturbing crimes, the drive-by shootings and things of that nature. We all believe that it's related. And so we believe that if we can target the heart of it, then we'll sort of dissipate the remainder of the crimes.
Because the people you're arresting in Saline County, they're arresting in Williamson County too. And that what's interesting, if you watch these names, you find out somebody gets busted in Harrisburg, 3 weeks later they get busted in Marion.
Correct.
And it's the same thing.
Yes. It's a pattern.
It's a churn.
Yes.
We literally have a churn that's going on where the criminals working all across southern Illinois.
We have significant repeat offenders, and we need to address that.
And repeat offenders, you know, recidivism is one of the biggest problems that we have. It might, you know, when you talk to people who work in the prison, like my brother, well, I'll see you in 3 weeks when they walk out.
Yes. And I believe every law enforcement officer, not just in Saline County, but probably elsewhere, has a laundry list of individuals that they know are the repeat offenders. They know where they live. They know what they drive. They know their family members. And they can identify them very quickly because they are repeatedly on law enforcement radar.
And here's the thing that I yell at the TV. All right. I see this and I go, I just had him. My show notes for the day is where I keep everybody's name and I keep a list of what goes on, right? Why isn't he in jail already is the most common phrase that I use.
Right.
And see, and then I wonder, is there a connection to this in plea bargain, or we just don't have the testicular fortitude to put these guys in jail?
Well, I think it's all, again, about priorities and what prosecutorial priorities the state's attorney has.
Well, this is, except I think your office goes unappreciated, and at the same time, we've got this pushback against police on almost every level. Everybody wants to argue with a cop now. Everybody's a lawyer.
Correct. Without a law license.
Right. And we know what Lincoln said about it, but I mean, everybody, and that also creates the potential for, well, when things go wrong out in the field, it comes back to the office, doesn't it?
Correct.
And right now, the pushback against cops, I don't want to be a police officer. I know that. So what makes you want to be a police officer? Because that's kind of what you are.
Well, yes. I want to work hand in hand with law enforcement. And I really give them kudos because they're the boots on the ground. They're the individuals who are making the arrests. They're doing the investigations. They're doing the paperwork. And I believe that the state's attorney should do their part.
But why do you want to do this?
Because I want to make my county better. I'm tired of seeing the drugs and the crime. I'm tired of seeing it. You know, it was called the worst county in Illinois. That hurts my heart. I can't stand that. Saline County is my home and my heart. And I don't think anybody whose home is riddled by things like drugs and crime, I don't think that they just can stand idly by and just let it happen if you have the ability to change it.
Do you?
I believe a state's attorney, I could, yes.
Yeah, that's why I asked about the killer instinct. Here's why. With my years of experience, and I get a little feeling of it too, you see cases that literally you want to weep.
Yes.
And very often you don't see those names that involve children, things along that line. And then you've got these other people, and you go, man, there's nothing more I'd like to see you spend the rest of your life in jail. And then you got to do the letter in the law, and you got to do what's right. And that's why I asked about that killer instinct, because you have not only, you got to have a killer instinct, but you also have to have compassion.
Yes.
And those things do not really coexist well. It's usually for me, maybe it's because I'm a guy, you flip on the switch. Once I'm mad, I stay mad. I'm ready. Killer instinct. And then that doesn't go away. I can't suddenly go, and that's what you case followed by case and go, we have to have some compassion. We have to understand the tragedy this family's involved in.
But I think the compassion can fuel the aggression that you need to get that person to really put forth the best case you can. And so I think it starts with compassion. You have the compassion for the victims, and you have the compassion for your neighbors and friends and family, the love for the community. And then that fuels the killer instinct.